Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And he not only lives in all our hearts, he lives in Yuma, Arizona, and in Louisville, Texas, and in Mundelein, Illinois. Yes, Virginia, you heard right. Do a search on an Internet People search engine, and you'll come up with several Santa Clauses in the United States. And I know what you're wondering. Sure, there's Santa Clauses, but which of them is the real one? Here's a shocker. In the eyes of the law, likely, not a one of them is real. Through the learned eyes of a lawyer leafing through the law books, there's only one real Santa Claus, and he lives in or near Salt Lake City, Utah. That's because he used to be named David Lynn Porter. Apparently tiring of that name and recognizing that the name Santa Claus would help him in his, quote, business and charity work, he asked a court to change his name to Santa Claus, not being fussy in the alternative Kris Kringle. He got coal in his stocking at the trial court level, application for name change denied, too likely to create confusion, misunderstanding, and, the court wrote, substantial judicial mischief. After all, who would dare sue Santa Claus? Such a name change could have a chilling effect on those who would use the courts. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so did Mr. Porter appeal that decision all the way up to the Utah Supreme Court. And the justices knew in a moment he'd soon be Saint Nick. Santa Claus. They decided a couple of years ago that no valid reason existed in the law to deny Mr. Porter's request. Over dissenters' grinchy warnings that children would be misled and to allow him to take the name of a cultural icon would be against public policy, the majority voted that Mr. Porter could become Mr. Claus. And likely, somewhere outside Salt Lake City, Mr. Claus is making a lot of money right now for charity. But don't tell that to Robert William Handley. Just the year before, he'd asked a court in Ohio to change his name to Santa Claus. He lives his life for the children, he argued, who all call him Santa Bob. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they could call him Santa Claus and be right, if his driver's license proved his jelly-bellied identity? I don't want people to say you look like Santa, he explained to the court. I want to be Santa. Too bad, the court responded. Too misleading to children, against public policy. Allowing Santa Bob to become the Santa could lead to his great economic benefit. And to paraphrase, Santa Claus belongs to all of us. Just don't try to take your share of his name. So, Virginia, there may be many Santa Clauses out there, but only one true Santa Claus. And while we're on the search engine, there's also only one Saint Nicholas. He lives in Westbury, New York. I'm Amy.